Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Urban Village, where community is love. It's January the 20th. Wow, it just seems like it just started, but it's over. And I want to welcome you this evening. It's been a little bit tricky for me. You know, I'm a animal lover. I love my dog, Luke, and he's been a little bit down. He's an older guy, and, you know, that reality sets in. I had a dear friend, God rest her soul, and she always said, you know, it always ends badly in our love affair with dogs. But, you know, I try to look at it as that's the cycle of life. So anyhow, voting rights. Well, Joe Madison is still on his hunger strike, and Joe Biden struck out, as I knew he would. Manson, or that's what I like to call him, Manchin as Manson, and Sinema, I don't know. Seems like the voters of Arizona and West Virginia are not going to be too happy with this, but you know what? Black people, I don't care about the unhappiness that these two will self-inflictedly going to experience. We can't. And that brings me to President Biden. What are you going to do? You have to do the right thing. You know, there was a comment that President Biden made that, well, black people, they're not going to let this get them down. They're going to stand out there and vote no matter what. What are you talking about? Why are we always the sacrificial lambs? What are you talking about? That was utterly ridiculous. You're the president of the United States. We put you in office. You said as much. And now you're going to say, oh, you're going to show them. You're going to go out there and you're going to do it. No, we want you to do the right thing and protect the democratic process and our rights to vote. Because we put you in, President Biden. This is not going to go well. Because we're not going to lose. Trust and believe. But moving on. January 6th. One person was arrested in Georgia for racketeering, which holds a penalty of 10 to 15 years. I wonder who's next. Anybody in Kanye's camp? Maybe that's why Kanye's wilding out, running all over the country and the world. Maybe he feels something. I don't know. You know, I read somewhere that he wanted to go over to Russia to, number one, meet with Putin, and he was going to have a concert. Something may be up, y'all. Just thinking. Also, with the January 6th, 700 pages of records. I don't know, you know, I think we're on just overload and don't believe it. You know, it feels like a Mueller moment all over again. But we'll see. This week was, you know, a lot of death and destruction. And, you know, it can wear on you and you just try to go on. You know, someone said to me, you know, how do you go on from things? And I said, how do you overcome it? That was the point, the question. I said, you don't overcome it. You just try to go on. And really, we're all just trying to just go on. COVID, the Omicron virus. Here we go. There seems to be some sort of variant, some sort of mutation on the Omicron virus. It was picked up over in Europe and this country. And again, you know, I don't know if I can take another person of Caucasian descent, standing in front of a school board, a city council, saying, my children are not going to wear masks. And if I have to wear a mask, I'm going to come back with all the weapons in my house. It's like, at what point do we live in this crazy parallel universe where there's one set of rules for melanated people and another for white people? I thought this was democracy and justice for all. But, you know, we in America are going to have a reckoning, because it's sort of like a myth, and the myth applies probably to just one group of people, and the rest of us, the melanated folks, you know, we have to try to fit in. This is our reckoning, our moment of truth, America. Everyone with any bit of sense knows we have to wear masks. And so when the same people, when their children are infected with COVID, and God forbid our children are on ventilators or don't make it, then what? Then what? Because that's permanent. Today, the rock singer Meatloaf died from complications of COVID because he was an anti-vaxxer. At what point do we get off of this madness? With the polio vaccine, people didn't do this. People got vaccinated because they knew the effect of polio. A vaccine couldn't be any worse. Some people had to live in iron lungs. It was just a devastating disease. And when the vaccine came along that was created by Jonas Salk, there wasn't this. This, people, again, is the trick. Please. Please, because if you're not vaccinated, we're never going to cure COVID. Please. Damn, why is it so hard? What is it about what this represents, the madness that leads people to say all these things? For as many side effects as the vaccine has, getting COVID, you could be a long hauler for the rest of your life. Is it really worth it? Really? Go kick rocks if you think you're standing your ground and you're taking the right point and vaccines and medicine are bad. Yes, we know about the Tuskegee experiment. Yes, we know about the differential treatment of people of color in medicine. But if you see, and I say this for like the sixth time, when I was vaccinated, I never saw so many expensive cars, Rolls Royces, Bentleys, Ferraris, Lamborghinis, going to the hood, lining up in the hood. They're so fearful they would not come into our community, but you know what? They came then. And guess what they were doing early on? Getting vaccinated. Getting vaccinated. Let's be clear. You know the expression, even though it's a lie, we go to war and we die on the line? That's what some people are doing. But you know what? It's not just you dying, you being affected. You're affecting the people around you. And maybe there's legislation needed because, you know, we need to get to 90% herd immunity. We do. This is ridiculous. And don't think for one moment there's not going to be some sort of modified shutdown. It's coming. It's coming. There's only so much money people like Bezos and all the other 700 or 800 billionaires with a B in this country that you can get. And then it doesn't matter anymore. Because in order for you to keep your billion, you have to still get a billion people to buy your widgets or buy your nonsense or your essentials or non-essentials. So keep that in mind. There's some brouhaha brewing about Clarence Thomas and the Supreme Court and his wife being a threat, kind of calling the shots about what's going on and, you know, saying, hey, you know, I'll get this passed, or, you know, I guess basically 90-90-90, my husband is Clarence Thomas. Maybe Clarence Thomas needs to be recused in some decisions. Maybe he needs to step down. Just saying. Well, you know, my question is, what do we do about where we are? What do we do about where we are right now? Do we continue to just act like it's business as usual? Or do we change and do we become a community? Do we stand with each other? Do we support each other? What do we do? But nevertheless, this is going to be a short one this week. I don't really have a lot of, you know, new joy. I'm just so thankful, and I hope you're thankful and blessed in that for you, even though things seem really kind of bad, like inflation. You know, I was talking to my cafeteria person, my manager, and she was sharing that, you know, a package of bacon is $15. I just want things to be different. So in closing, remember this, the story is never told, never, until the lion is the storyteller and the hunter is not. I'll see you next week. Join me with Bev. Bye-bye.